This is Akashvani, the news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a three-day official visit to Russia and Austria from tomorrow. In the first leg of his visit, Mr. Modi will be in Moscow at the invitation of Russian President Vladimir Putin to hold the 22nd India-Russia Annual Summit. The leaders will review the entire range of multifaceted relations between the two countries and exchange views on contemporary regional and global issues of mutual interest. After wrapping up his Russia visit, Prime Minister will reach Austria on Tuesday. This will be the first visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Austria in 41 years. Mr. Modi will interact with members of the Indian community in Moscow as well as in Vienna. The budget session of Parliament will begin from the 22nd of this month. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju in social media post informed that the session will continue till 12th August. He said the Union Budget 24-25 will be presented in the Lok Sabha on 23rd of July. Mr. Rijiju said, President Draupadi Murmu, on the recommendation of Government of India, has approved the proposal for summoning of both the Houses of Parliament for the budget session. It will be the first budget presented by Narendra Modi government in its third term. During the joint sitting of both Houses of Parliament last month, President Draupadi Murmu had asserted that this budget will be an effective document of the government's far-reaching policies and futuristic vision. President Draupadi Murmu will witness the world-famous Rath Yatra of Lord Jagannath, Lord Balbhadra, Devi Subhadra and Lord Sudarshan at the sacred coastal town of Puri in Odisha today. The President arrived at Bhubaneswar yesterday on a four-day visit to the state. She was welcomed by Odisha Governor Raghubar Das, Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi and other dignitaries at the Biju Patnaik International Airport. President Murmu graced the 96th death anniversary of Utkalmani Pandit Gopal Bandhu Das at Bhubaneswar yesterday evening. She is scheduled to visit the historic Udayagiri and Khandagiri caves at Bhubaneswar and interact with the students from Vibhuti Kanungo College of Arts and Crafts and Utkal University of Culture tomorrow. She will also inaugurate the Divine Retreat Center of Brahma Kumaris in Haridamadar village near Bhubaneswar and launch the Lifestyle for Sustainability campaign on the same day. President will attend the 13th graduation ceremony of the National Institute of Science Education and Research, NISER, in Bhubaneswar on Tuesday before returning to Delhi. The ongoing Char Dham Yatra in Uttarakhand will remain suspended today due to the heavy rain alert issued by the India Meteorological Department, IMD. Garhwal Divisional Commissioner Vijay Shankar Pandey issued an order in this regard late yesterday. He urged pilgrims en route to the temples to avoid proceeding further and stay where they are. Mr. Pandey appealed to pilgrims not to travel beyond Rishikesh in view of the Weather Department's heavy rain forecast and landslides on various routes. Pilgrims have been advised to proceed further only when the weather is clear. The IMD has issued an alert for heavy rain in all districts of Uttarakhand today and tomorrow. Union Health Ministry has said that the Medical Counselling Committee, MCC, has not yet notified the counselling schedule of National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test, NEET, UG and PG courses for the year 2024. The Ministry said the counselling schedule for NEET, UG and PG is announced by MCC on its website on the basis of completion of the exam process and finalisation of seat matrix by National Medical Commission, NMC. For 2024, NMC has communicated its schedule for finalization of the seat matrix for UG and PG seats in the last week of June, indicating that it will finalize the UG seat matrix by the third week of July and PG seat matrix by mid-August. The ministry said Medical Counseling Committee will accordingly notify the counseling schedule. Indian wrestler Vinesh Fogart clinched the women's 50kg gold medal at the Grand Prix of Spain in Madrid yesterday. She defeated Russian wrestler Maria Turmikeva 10-5 in the final to bag the gold. In men's cricket, India will take on Zimbabwe in the second of the five-match T20 series in Harare, Zimbabwe this evening. The match will start at 4:30 p.m. IST. And that is the end of this news bulletin.